Hey gamers, if you've been waiting for the perfect time to give your setup the ultimate boost, we've got some great news. Alienware is having their annual Tech Days event, and that means you can score some pretty crazy deals right now. Save big on new Alienware PCs like Aurora laptops and the Area 51, their most powerful desktop. They both take performance to the next level with Intel Core Ultra processors.
There's also some pretty serious deals on Alienware displays, accessories, and more. Check it all out at alienware.com/deals. The whole reason for this annual Tech Days event is to celebrate you. So I take a look at all of these prices and exclusive benefits before it ends. It's easy to save. Just visit alienware.com/deals and snag yourself some great gear at a very upgrade-friendly prices.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here to predict.
Wow.
Wow. Nintendo officially announced the Partner Showcase happening tomorrow at, is it 6 a.m.?
6 a.m.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Of course
We got the tweet. A new Nintendo Direct Partner Showcase live stream is on the way. Tune in tomorrow, February 5th at 6 a.m. PT for roughly 30 minutes of upcoming Nintendo Switch 2 and Nintendo Switch games.
Yeah.
As far as the pre-promotion goes, this one is pretty down the
middle. Standard.
Yes.
Although 30 minutes is...
Yeah. It's a solid size.
A bit longer and a bit more substantial than than a typical partner direct.
Yeah.
There you go.
I do have to say, like, as far as, you know, the recent Nintendo Directs, like, the hype for this one seems to be incredibly low. I hardly see many people talking about this at all.
Yeah.
And I think part of this is because we've known this is coming for at least a week, ever since Nate the Hate might need to go into, like, witness protection soon. Because his leaks have just been a little bit too accurate lately.
He needs to wear, like, a glasses and mustache, like a disguise.
Yeah.
I think you should do that.
That's my advice for Nate the Hate, is look out.
Yikes.
But I've already seen people kind of moving on to, like, oh, well, let's talk about the next, the real Nintendo Direct that truly is coming in, like, days later. And it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. My expectations for this are extremely tempered. But I'm also quite excited for it. We've played a lot of third-party games on Switch 2. A lot of those games have been really good, really well done. Games I have been really happy to play on the Switch 2. Like right now we're playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, which is great to... It's a game we played before, but it's great to revisit. So I'm pretty excited for this.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, as we were predicting like way back, even before the Switch 2 was announced, like third parties are going to be... a very important aspect of like this generation. And it's very clear that like it is carrying a heavy load for the system right now. You know, there obviously has been really good first party stuff last year, like Donkey Kong Bonanza and things like that. But there are so many big third party games that are also carrying the weight of the Switch 2 generation, like an Atlas with a globe. So give it to me. I want to see these third parties like bring all their cool stuff to Nintendo Switch 2. So I'm not like completely like on the hype train, but I'm definitely pretty excited for it. I'm not as bummed out as a lot of people are because I think you're right. Seeing the reaction online is like everyone's just moved on to like the general direct happening in March and you're like, but we haven't even seen this one yet. So what's going on?
Yeah.
But yes, I have quite a big list of predictions. So shall we jump into it?
Well, before we get to those, again, it's always good to talk about like, what do we think Nintendo's trying to accomplish?
Yes, like, I have
what are their general goals?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you may want to be asking yourself the question, like, why are they doing a partner showcase right now instead of a general direct? And, you know, there really just is a lot of third-party games coming. You know, we know about a good, you know, chunk of those, but there's probably ones that we don't know about that they want to announce, and they want to keep the third-party partnership strong. I also think, like we've been saying all along, we're kind of in this like just enough generation, especially on the first party side. And we pretty much know the bulk of the stuff kind of coming out, at least the first half of this year for the first party side. And they just may not be ready to announce anything on the first party side right now. So they need the third party stuff to like fill in those gaps, make the system feel like, yes, I need to have the Switch 2. I'm still really enjoying all the stuff coming to my Switch 2. This is a new system. It's selling really well, as we saw in their financials yesterday, but they still need to like keep people excited. They still need to do that work. So they're asking the third parties to like pick up the slack, you know? And then lastly, I think like they are doing a little bit of kissing the ring, you know, like if we want to entice the big third parties to bring stuff to the Switch 2, we got to support them. We got to support them with our biggest channel, which is a Nintendo Direct. So yes, let's, you know, invite all the third parties to come to Switch 2, but we promise on our side from a Nintendo perspective, like we will hype all your stuff. We'll put it on our biggest channel ever, a Nintendo Direct, and we will be there for your, you know, marketing support. So I think all these things are sort of what is going into the decision-making of like, why a third party showcase? Why now? Why not a general direct? So
all great points, and I agree. And I think, you know, on one hand, they're looking to just bolster this lineup for this first half of the year where, yeah, you know, the games are good, but they're not great. And people might have a bit of a wandering eye of like, well, if I don't want to drop $70 on Mario Tennis, like what else might I be interested in getting into? But I do think they're also pretty proud of what they've accomplished with third party on the Switch 2. And I think they want to say, hey, like, look at how great the third party experience is. And look at these franchises that we never had before. And look at these partners who are participating in a bigger way than ever before. And they want to put that front and center for all those reasons that you just laid out.
Yeah, so, I mean, very impressive, you know, what they've been able to line up so far.
Yeah. Another kind of bigger picture thing that I'm curious about is, you know, are we still in this phase where mostly what we're getting are games that we know of, that we maybe have played before, mm-hmm, on other systems? Like, you know, I think our hope is that eventually we can catch up and we're talking about more games like Resident Evil Requiem, where it's like, all right, we're day and date. Yep. That's exciting. We have our pick of what platform, versus it's less of a question of like, do I want to replay this game that I remember from a couple years ago, yeah, on a Switch 2? It'll be interesting to see kind of where that is. The other thing that's interesting is like, there is this double-edged sword of exclusivity being less and less of a thing, where Nintendo has kind of been the beneficiary of a lot of these publishers thinking like, hey, we need to be on more platforms. We need to put our games more places to make them viable because we're spending so much money. But the double-edged sword is like, there's less likelihood in a partner showcase. Like, we're probably not getting a lot of games that are exclusive to the Switch 2 for the same reason.
Yes, I was thinking about that too. Like, we're kind of past the generation of exclusives. Like, it's very clear that not just at Nintendo, like Xbox, PlayStation, like all of these publishers are sort of not able to do that anymore because it's just not financially viable. It's just not, like, it's not going to work for the industry. And the developers are like, yeah, we cannot do this. We have to recoup these costs. So yeah, I think the only game that we know that's a Switch 2 exclusive is Dusk Bloods, but I think that's a very rare case, and I'm not expecting like too many other like Switch 2 exclusives, unless it's like somehow we get a game that's really specifically built for the hardware.
So I'll give you an easy one that I think will be there because I think it got kind of leaked. That game Orbitals that we saw at the Game Awards.
Yes, at Game Awards.
That I think is a Switch 2 exclusive. That's this kind of like co-op game. Like, it's got this like 80s anime aesthetic.
It looks
like,
good, yeah.
I think that is an exclusive. I think they made an oopsie and said that they were going to be in a Nintendo Direct, so I'd expect that to be there.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, that's not like the earth-shattering quadruple A kind of game that some people may be wanting.
GTA 6 is a Switch 2 exclusive.
Let's start with an easy. It's kind of a warm up here.
Warm up, yes. Capcom.
I think that's exactly where my mind went. Awesome. I think there's going to be a big Capcom segment because yes. So Nintendo did have this event in New York where the previews dropped yesterday, and the people got to play Resident Evil Requiem mm-hmm. on the Switch 2. They got to play Pragmata on the Switch 2. Mm-hmm. So I do think we'll get a big Resident Evil segment kind of further yes. introducing the game to the Nintendo audience. Something that could be new that I would be excited for and interested in is some sort of amiibo news.
Yes, we haven't seen those amiibo yet. Yeah.
Capcom has been pretty active on the amiibo. I gotta say, they have been picking the wrong characters to put in these amiibo, though.
But Hot Leon amiibo?
Just give it to me. Give us the Leon amiibo.
Give it to me.
You can right all of your wrongs. You will be absolved yes. of your sins if you just give us
absolutely.
The Leon amiibo. Please.
Maybe the Leon amiibo has removable clothes. No, A little dress up doll. No?
Wow.
Okay. Yes, I was I wrote that exact same thing, Dana. I think we're going to get some sort of blowout section for Requiem, which, you know, you and I have played a ton of that game and it looks fantastic. And it
yeah.
seems like also the gameplay running on Switch docked was really, really high quality and like really performed really well. So that's really exciting that the game is not only looking great generally, but also running great on a Switch 2. So that's really cool. And yes, I wrote down, like, we need to see some amiibo, and it needs to be a Hot Leon amiibo. So
yes, no more random Street Fighter characters.
No,
no more creepy little girls from Pragmata.
No girls.
That's another game that I think we're going to see.
Yes.
And people said looked great. I'm excited. I will be playing that on a Switch 2 as well. I'm excited
for
that. Yeah,
looks great.
But I do think as part of everything Capcom's got, this might be the place where we hear about the Monster Hunter Wilds. Port that has been in the rumored mill for a good while.
Yes, I also wrote that down. I said the four things we'll see: RE Requiem, Monster Hunter Stories, Pragmata, and I think the big Capcom reveal.
Because
those three have been confirmed yeah. for Switch 2, and we've seen stuff on those three. But I think the big surprise reveal would be Monster Hunter Wilds coming to Switch 2. Which, you know what? I've fallen off that game, but this may just get me back in. I wonder if our save files can transfer.
I fell off that game quite hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm up for going back to it, but...
Oh, I might go back.
If this gets announced, we'll see what's going on. I'm always open to it.
I'm definitely
open
to it because I think that this will bring in another batch of people.
Yeah.
And it was a hot and heavy in our Discord.
Until it wasn't.
Exactly.
It was really hot,
and then
yeah.
like not.
The floor fell out. Yes.
The floor fell out. But I would be excited if this happens. I think Monster Hunter has such, you know, the mainline Monster Hunter games have had such a great run on Nintendo platforms. That's how really I got introduced and was hooked into Monster Hunter, was playing Monster Hunter 4. So I am just really excited if that happens. So,
yeah. I have another category that is, I am calling it late but high profile ports. So
yes.
These are, again, games that have been out on other platforms for some period of time, but are mm-hmm. new to the Switch 2 audience that can still, I mean, they're still big names. They're still good to have, but they're not necessarily new games. So I'm sure you have a couple of these. Let's run through those. I do have Clair Obscur on the list, and I don't know if it's necessarily, you know, coming out in the first half of the year. It might be something that's coming out later in the year, but I think it's smart for them to announce this while the hype is still there from it getting all of the Game of the Year awards,
right.
and there are still some late Game of the Year ceremonies happening where they're picking those up. I think it just makes sense to announce it now, even if it's not coming out until maybe a little bit later on.
Yeah, I don't think they can wait any longer. If it is coming, if it's in fact coming to a Switch 2, they got to announce it now. It's like now or never almost, because once we get further and further from like the end of year, like we're already in February. So we're like far from it now. Once we get away from it, like that conversation around that game will start to die. So, but I do have this on my list as a potential, you know, there are some other things that we know about, like Elden Ring. We still don't know that launch date. They may finally announce the final launch date for that game after they've been spending time to fix it.
I have that. Of, you know, hopefully seeing some new footage that hopefully looks really, really good, really solid.
Yes, exactly.
And a firm launch date.
And a firm launch
date. That seems like a fair thing to expect.
Yes. I had on here because there were some whispers around this, which is Final Fantasy Rebirth.
I had that as well.
Okay, okay. Because obviously Remake is here and it looks great. We're playing it. It's awesome. The big question, of course, is like, well, what are you guys doing with Rebirth and then potentially that third one that's not even out yet at any platform? Like, what is the plan for those? So, yeah. But I think, again, it makes sense for them to announce it, even if it's not coming for a little while, because you just released Remake. People are excited. They're talking about this trilogy right now. They're playing the first of the three games on a Switch. On a Switch 2. So it's like, now is the time to confirm anything you got. Yeah. At least just say that it's coming.
I agree.
Hey gamers, if you've been waiting for the perfect time to give your setup the ultimate boost, we've got some great news. Alienware is having their annual Tech Days event, and that means you can score some pretty crazy deals right now. Save big on new Alienware PCs like Aurora laptops and the Area 51, their most powerful desktop. They both take performance to the next level with Intel Core Ultra processors.
There's also some pretty serious deals on Alienware displays, accessories, and more. Check it all out at alienware.com/deals. The whole reason for this annual Tech Days event is to celebrate you. So I take a look at all of these prices and exclusive benefits before it ends. It's easy to save. Just visit alienware.com/deals and snag yourself some great gear at a very upgrade-friendly prices.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And they've pretty much already said, like, yeah, these games are already coming. But just to confirm it and maybe give us a glimpse of what it looks like, you know, it's only 2 weeks since Remake came out. But I agree that strategically it's good to kind of hook more people in while they're playing that game. Be like, oh,
exactly.
I can play all the rest of these. That's right. And yeah, the guy Hamaguchi-san, who's on that perpetual press tour,
expect
news on that on the Switch 2 very soon.
That's what he said. That's what
I read between the lines. Follow the money, people.
Just read the lines. It's not even between.
He told us.
Literally read the lines.
He literally told us.
Yeah, literally told us.
Also, in Square Enix world, this is something that was heavily rumored. Some new collection of Kingdom Hearts games that are not cloud versions. Those did come out on the Switch, but they were cloud versions. So
now maybe finally.
The hype was a little bit tempered. I've never been a huge Kingdom Hearts guy. Same. But again, that is a good series, a good franchise to just say we got that.
Yes, exactly. It's just, you want to have that in your collection, you know, on a Switch. So that's good to just have it.
A lot of RPGs here. Metaphor Re Fantasio.
Yes, that's the other one that I have on my list as well.
There was a lot of discussion around and it's like, why isn't that on a Switch 2? That should be on a Switch 2. Seems like that would find a great audience.
Yeah.
All of the JRPG lovers on the Switch 2. So yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, no, that's a no-brainer. And I think as long as, you know, and again, technically I think they can do it. It's not like there's no impossible ports, as we say nowadays. Like, they can just figure it out.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like a no-duh.
I have one more game in this category that again, like, begs the question of like, wait, why is this not on a Switch 2 yet? And it's Blueprints.
Yes. Oh God, I forgot about that game.
Should have been on the Switch 2 yesterday. it's an indie game, and I think it's part of this third party showcase. It's going to be mostly bigger publishers, but they do want to throw some bones to some of the bigger indies, and I think this is that. And it's a game that I think will benefit from having a bigger audience and can still do some stuff.
The perfect kind of game for a handheld hybrid system, the perfect indie darling that had a lot of critical acclaim, you know, that Nintendo wants to put in their portfolio. Like, oh yeah, we support, we have the bigger indies, we have the indie darlings alongside the AAA third-party developers as well. So 100% would fit in with their strategy of how they're looking at third-party.
Any other of these, like, late but high-profile ports? No.
That's what I got, Xbox? Shall I talk Xbox?
Well, hold on.
Oh.
A couple other things I want to throw out there. A game that was in one of these showcases last year is The Adventures of Elliot.
Yes.
And that is a game that currently only has a 2026 release date. I think we get it here.
Yeah, I love that. The game is great.
I think we get another demo for this game, because this team loves doing demos. They often do multiple demos, and they really are very, like, earnest about seeking the feedback from the demo and working it into the game. So I think we get a second demo for The Adventures of Elliot and a launch date. And then I think this game kind of rockets back up to a lot of people's hype list, where I thought that demo was great. There was a lot of heat around it, but some time has passed, and I think we just need a little bit of a reminder of, like, oh yeah, that game looked amazing.
Yeah, once again, I forgot. So this is exactly the person you want to get back. It's like a person like me who, and I was excited about the game, and I played the demo and loved the demo, and it's beautiful, beautiful game. But I literally forgot it existed. So yes, what a great time to remind people that this game does exist.
Yeah, yeah.
And yes, I agree with you. I think a second demo would be great. Like, we should just pick up where we left off in the first demo. And then if that save data can just transfer into your main game, and we get, like, you know, a launch date for either, you know, late summer or something like that, that would totally make sense to me for that game. And I think we'll bring the hype back up for it for sure.
So, wow, that's a lot of Square Enix presence so far. Yeah. So you mentioned earlier Elden Ring, and I just want to talk about that in relation to Duskbloods. My feeling is that there is no update on Duskbloods here.
Yes.
I think it would be just a little bit too much to go from Elden Ring to Duskbloods. And it's like, why take the attention away from Elden Ring when we've finally done this work and we finally got it ready to go? And that game is so big and so ambitious. Feels like whenever they are ready, they can make a bigger deal of it than what they got going on here.
Yeah, as always, I have a section of things that we will not see
in
this direct, and Duskbloods was on that. I think it's too early. I think, if anything, this game is coming out late this year. And exactly, like, the game is, like, a very similar FromSoft style, you know, type game. So I wouldn't see them cannibalizing Elden Ring, especially because Elden Ring had, like, a little bit of a rocky back half of last year where people were like, this game looks like doo-doo, and then they had to go back and fix it and like delay it. So they're gonna if they're gonna put any update out for Elden Ring, it's gonna have to look great. It's gonna have to change people's minds of what they were saying, what we were all saying when we played that game in late 2025. They're gonna need to announce the launch date, and since they delayed it, they're gonna have to give us a firm date now. So
what else did you have in that category of stuff we won't see?
Grand Theft Auto 6.
Oh, no. Hopefully too many people were not expecting to see that.
The homies, because I don't think it's happening, guys.
Yeah, hopefully people were seeing clearly enough to not expect that, but you never know.
Yeah, Xenoblade is another one that people are like, oh, did you get a Xenoblade? I don't think we're seeing a Xenoblade, honey. No.
Well, why don't we go? So this weird kind of trend of first party games.
Who is a partner?
Appearing in a partner showcase. And last year we got kind of
Hyrule Warriors.
Oh, we got some Hyrule Warriors showed up in a couple of these. And it's wait, I guess that's technically a partner, but come on, it's a Zelda game. So that door, the door is open for that.
The door is open. And I have a little hopium.
And you know what? I don't want to make too firm a prediction on this, because the definition of partner is just like whatever. It's like, we said they are.
I know, they're playing a little fast and loose with the definition here.
Yeah, we do just want to, you know, point out that Intelligent Systems is not owned by Nintendo. So presumably Fire Emblem's on the table. Presumably Rhythm Heaven is on the table. who knows? I don't like that they do this. I really would prefer that they keep it pure to the pure third party stuff. But if they're going to do this, then there's always a possibility.
I actually said that Fire Emblem will be in here. I do kind of feel like they're going to take the Hyrule Warriors approach to kind of bolster the partner showcase. I think they know.
I think that's lame. I think that's really lame.
Well, you might think it's lame, but Nintendo doesn't. Sorry.
Like, we all want to know about Fire Emblem.
It's
going to
show up in both. It's going to show up in both.
But it's like, you have this opportunity to put the spotlight. If I'm a partner, I'm annoyed. It's like, you said this was for us, and then you just showed up and did your own thing. That sucks.
Ouch. This is like Square Enix's guy. I've been on a press tour for 10 years, and you can't have to put Fire Emblem in the same direction as my Final Fantasy?
My boss just said I have to stay on the road for another 5 years.
Because of you. No, just kidding. But no, I do think they're going to do that. Like, that is so what they have been doing lately. It is, I agree that it is confusing. It is a little lame. But I think for these kind of bigger, you know, not purely, not like EAD Tokyo Nintendo game, they're going to shoehorn that thing in there, you know?
Whatever.
So I do think we get something on Fire Emblem Fortunes. I desperately want to know more about this game.
We all do. We all want it, but this is not the
place.
Maybe
this is hopium on my part, and like, sure, whatever. It's not the place, but I would be happy to take the info. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be happy to see it.
Fine.
Rhythm Heaven is another one that's on my list too. It's like,
It can't be both.
It can't be both, but it's also very confusing what's going on with this game because it's been notably absent since they announced it, and since they announced a very vague 2026 launch date. So it's just like, what's going on with this thing? You know,
because
of
the two, that feels maybe more like a better fit for this. But again, my wish is that we get neither.
Jeez.
Save it for something else.
March General Direct.
Fine. The last thing I had is just this Xbox category.
Yes, let's talk about Xbox.
I do feel like this is primo end of show material.
Here comes Phil Spencer.
I've been saying for a long time, we need the message from Phil Spencer showing up. Oh my gosh, for all my life, I've admired Nintendo. I've loved Nintendo. We're so impressed with the Switch 2. And today we're so excited to welcome the Xbox family of games to the Nintendo Switch 2.
It's like you wrote his script.
Yeah, there's going to be something like that. And then it's going to lead into a couple reveals of a couple games. I got to say, they've been very inconsistent with the rollout of the third-party stuff. Of like, well, some of this stuff's day and date, and some of this stuff's going on this platform, some of it's going on that. It's like, it's kind of hard to know exactly still. Like, I would like a better rubric for how they are making these decisions.
I think they're throwing darts at a dartboard.
I don't think they're just going to say like, okay, now every Xbox game is coming to Switch too. I think it'll be a couple select things, but I do think the potential for there to be some big things is there.
Yes.
One thing that would maybe be not so big. We haven't talked about any shadow drops yet. Mm. How about this Indiana Jones game shadow dropping?
Oh man, that's
what do you think of that?
It could happen. I mean, it's been announced for a long time now.
It's been out on other platforms for a long time. You don't need to do the work of like, hey, let me tell you what this game is. It's like, we know. Duh. We're aware. We've been hearing about this game for a long time.
That could be a good closer for them. Xbox?
Closer? Indiana Jones? No. This is just starting.
Oh, I feel like Xbox could be a good like closing segment for this Direct.
Oh, Xbox in general, yes, but not Indiana Jones. This is here's how we're starting the segment.
Yeah, they'll shadow drop Indiana Jones, and then they'll go into some of the other games that they have coming for Switch 2.
Yes.
But this is the closing segment.
That's what I said.
The Xbox segment is the closing segment for this
Direct. That's literally what I said. Thanks for listening.
You said it in a really confusing. I'm thinking Avowed is a clear choice here.
I would love that.
I would love an Avowed. Halo Collection. This Halo Collection. Console Wars are over, guys.
So some other things, some other easy ones, Hi-Fi Rush, that was like apparently rumored to come out a long time ago. People have been saying the Switch, whatever version of Call of Duty is coming out on a Switch 2 is coming soon.
Okay.
So I don't know what version. I don't know what version that would be. They've certainly got a lot to choose from, but it would make sense to be like, yeah, and you know, Call of Duty is now on Switch 2, and here's the one that we have chosen to start that off.
I
don't know how many people are going to jump on some old Call of Duty right now, but that's a great feather in Nintendo's hat. You got to kiss that ring.
It's one of those, it's like the Kingdom Hearts. It's, or the metaphor ReFantazio. It's like, no, we just need to have all of the big names. Like, on, we can, so we can say, we can show you the stupid infographic at the end. It has the Call of, the Call of Duty logo.
All
like,
of this was for the infographic.
I'm telling you, it's so for the infographic.
Yes, yes.
It's all in service of the infographic. Right.
And then I do think this Halo Campaign Evolved could be the last closer. Last and it's like, and again, you want to talk about something on an infographic. Oh my God, we got Halo. It's on us. And we go through that whole cycle again of the Xbox fans crashing out. And
you know, Phil Spencer say, wave a white flag and just say the console wars are officially over.
We give up.
they're signing like the, you know, like the Paris Peace Accords. at the end of this partner showcase, like they're around the table with their John Hancocks.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah, do it. Let's get it.
And, you know, Halo is not what it was, but it is still a very big name. Symbolically, it means a lot. I think it means more symbolically than it does like in a business sense. But
totally.
That would be a like, oh, wow. Oh, snap. Kind
Ooh,
of.
Master Chief is on Nintendo platform. Closer. Oh, God.
Right. Yeah, everybody can write the headlines. Well, a lot of people are like, well, I'm going back to bed. It's 6:30.
That won't be us because we're not starting at 6:30.
Right.
Let me tell you that much.
So that's kind of what I had far as the predictions.
Yeah. It's a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
I'm holding out hope for my precious Fire Emblem Fortune Sweep. You seem to be not as excited.
That's the one where it's like, I don't know. But Yeah.
But I think this all sort of makes sense in terms of what Nintendo's trying to do with these third parties and what they need from these third parties for the Switch 2 generation, especially right now when they just don't have a lot of new blockbuster first party games to announce. So they need to get a little carried right now, which is what's happening. So
yeah,
we will be back, not at 6:30, not at 6 a.m.
later
in the morning, but we will be back for the reaction. So we hope that you would join us tomorrow for the reaction. And then immediately ish after the reaction, we will be recording the Kit and Krista podcast, which we'll deep dive into some of these announcements as well and like really talk through what we saw and what we think. So two big things coming tomorrow. Hope you guys look forward to it. Let us know if you have predictions of your own in the comments. Do you think Fire Emblem is a third party game? Tell us that in the comments. Let's get some groupthink going here on that. All right. That's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.